If not for a song, this tragedy could have been forgotten by many. However, when you hear the lyrics, you'll immediately know the tale of a ship and her crew. The story is today's edition on the American Countryside. There's still time to join us on our American Countryside trip to Italy, August 8th through the 17th. We'll travel with Colette, North America's leading tour operator. The magic unfolds as we journey to Italy's most famous cities, spending 2 nights in Rome, 2 nights in Florence, and 2 nights in historic Venice. We'll also visit many small towns and travel the charming Italian countryside. Our trip includes a tour of the famous Colosseum. We'll see sprawling vineyards, charming medieval hill towns, and enchanting cities steeped in history, culture, and legend. See the birthplace of St. Francis of Assisi and explore the mystical city of Siena. Come to know Florence with a tour of the city's treasures, and we'll even step to the front of the line to see Michelangelo's Statue of David. In Venice, enjoy a boat trip to Murano Island, and all along the way, we'll enjoy Italy's famous cuisine. Don't miss out. There's still an early bird discount. Click on the link at AmericanCountryside.com or call Colette Travel at 800-581-8942. That's 800-581-8942, and ask for American Countryside's Reflections of Italy tour. Join us today. It's a story we perhaps know best from song.
The legend lives on from the Chippewa on down of the big lake they call Gitche-Gumee.
Gordon Lightfoot's song certainly helps to tell the story. He did actually a great job with his lyrics.
Bruce Lynn recounts the story from Sault Ste. Marie, Michigan.
It did sink just quickly enough that it disappeared off of a radar screen of another ship that was following it that night so quickly that a snow squall came through. It was on the radar screen before that snow squall. This was right around 7:10 p.m. and it was, again, November 10th, 1975. And then that little blip on that radar screen just literally disappeared that quickly.
There were 30-foot waves at the time. Today, there are only theories about what happened. Paul Saverin at the Valley Cap Ship Museum has a few of the only artifacts from the Edmund Fitzgerald.
When she sank, they were debris. Two of it were the lifeboats. The lifeboats are inside the museum ship Valley Cap, and these are open and viewable for the display.
Exploratory subs have examined the wreckage on the lake's floor. For the most part, the site remains undisturbed.
It was the Great Lakes Shipwreck Historical Society that in the 80s and early 90s then recovered, at the request of the parents, the bell from the Edmund Fitzgerald. And with that, they replaced it with another bell that had all of the names of all of the sailors. So the legend lives on.
The legend lives on from the Chippewa on down of the big lake they call Gitche-Gumee.
You can see the TV version of our story by following the American Countryside on Facebook or watch it on the free Farm Journal On Air app. Traveling the Countryside in Sault Ste. Marie, Michigan, I'm Andrew McRae.